approval of the landscape plan went through the same process as the mailbox. When was the project's final landscaping plan presented to the community before it was approved by the board?
Okay. I will tell you that the board, I'm going to again speak from myself. You have to remember I'm just one person. But I know that probably the majority of us felt that the landscaping has gone through its process, the correct process. It went through the MPOC, it started out there, it ended up there. So when we got it as a board director, it had gone through its process. We do not micromanage, okay, the community. We have to trust that the people that are doing the different committees, the heads of those committees, staff, they all understand the process. They have done the vetting of that particular project and to the best of their abilities and have come out with a recommendation that we can feel good about, okay, and that has been thoroughly vetted. I'll have to say maybe some people don't feel that that process was, you know, proper and it didn't go through that process, and I would take issue with it. Yeah, it went through it. Whether or not it was totally done to someone's satisfaction, I don't know that you'll ever get everyone to agree that something is done the way they feel it should be done. I think that the board learned from the mailboxes, tried very, very hard, okay, to see that the next project that came out of the whatever it is went through the correct process. And I believe firmly that the board felt that it did go through its process. And we made the decision because we were asked to make the final decision to get the project going for this spring. We felt that it had gone through the process it needed to, went through the committees, and was vetted on the MPOC. And I think, if I remember right, I think it was on the MPOC for quite a while, a good number of months. So it's not as if it did not stay in MPOC. It came through within 30 days. It didn't. It was there months. So we have to assume that it was done properly.
As Marie said before, if you want a voice in something, you know, you're going to have to become involved. And I will agree with Francis. I've been at the last 3 or 4 meetings, and there's been made mention of the landscaping, but I didn't get involved in it, so I have little knowledge of it, really. The main knowledge I have is what's up here tonight. So.
I'm sorry.
Wait, it says, it appears that the approval of the landscape plan went through the same process as the mailbox. When was the project's final landscaping plan presented to the community before it was approved by the board?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if it was presented to the board. I wasn't on the board.
It was approved by the board.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's been approved by the board. That's
so what? I'm still confused.
At what point should it go into the community?
Okay, I'm sorry.
That's why I asked you to repeat that question.
Again,
I just... We do need to pay attention, and I try to. I own a business, I've got a kid at school doing sports, I'm running around. You're not going to always. I'm not going to go to my computer and constantly do stuff. I really didn't know. I probably knew more about the mailboxes than I know about this. So I can only speak personally for myself, and it could just be my lack of knowledge and the fact that I missed it. It came out, there was information there that I didn't see. But I didn't really know about it. So I can only speak personally for me. I really think anything that we should do, if it is something that has gone to committees, I don't hear anything from my neighborhood representative. Again, that's nothing against that person or for that person. It could just be that I'm unaware. But I didn't know what's going on. So I can only speak personally. I really think information should be out there, and I could have just missed it.